this, please. Brethren, over the past years when we hosted a convention, it's always been our topic that we should end the day's worship with the use of a Vesper service. And today is no exception. At this point in time, I should call on Brother Arbor Furness, who comes this way from Vernon, British Columbia. He'll serve us in this respect. Brother Arbor.
Thank you very much, Brother Albert. And dear friends, it's a pleasure to be with you. And I arrived late today, so you got a head start on the convention, and I'm feeling a little bit left back, so I want to catch up. I enjoyed Brother David's discourse, but our goal is simple tonight. It's actually quite simple. We want to testify to the Heavenly Father through praise about our day today, about our walk in general, and how pleased we are that He permitted us to be here and that we weren't left at home like some of our wives are, me. And that's our goal. The first song we wanted to sing and raise our voices in praise this evening was 360, hymn number 360, verses 1 and 3. We've got several hymns, and we may have time to ask you what hymns you'd like to sing also. But the first hymn this evening is 360, verses 1 and 3. You praise beautifully. How about 340 verses 1 and 4? 340 verses 1 and 4.
Thank you.
I can say from personal experience that when you find yourself going through a difficult trial, a difficult testing, you may not be with the brethren, you may not have your Bible with you, you may not remember all the scriptures that you could quote in your head to comfort yourself. But as I said, I know from personal experience that there's nothing like being able to sing a hymn when you're alone to comfort yourself and take yourself through that very difficult time. And it's a privilege to be able to sing these praises with you tonight. Now, you don't have to stay seated. We had a big meal. I had a big meal. I'm up here standing up. It feels good. The next song that we like to sing is, actually, we're going to throw it open to you. And we're going to have you sing for this hymn. So who would like to offer a hymn for this evening?
37.
Now, of course, this is subject to the band being able to play it. 37 it is, 1 and 3. Those who wish to stand, we encourage you to stand. Had Brother Brad give us a rest, and while we're resting, he's going to read us a few scriptures talking about the oneness.
Brother Arver gave me a little assignment. He said to maybe come up with a couple scriptures that could maybe summarize the lessons we've heard today so far, and maybe touch on our theme text as well. And first of all, we're going to read from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. This is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called, in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. And we'll close with one more scripture. This is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. I believe Brother Homer referred to this scripture in his discourse, and we'll read the end of that. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
Thank you, Brother Brad. Who would like to offer another hymn for us to sing? 358. One and four. One and four, please. That is certainly a hymn I have sang for myself at times. We all know the words. It's true. He's a great God. Who would like to offer another hymn? Number 66. I like that one.
Thank you.
cousin is looking at me and she's got tears in her eyes. She's putting tears in mine, and there's a reason. It's because we really didn't need the hymn book for the chorus, did we? It's burned in our hearts. And that's so beautiful. It reminds me of some of the brethren that each of us know who don't need a Bible to give a discourse. You know the names. Those are our brethren that have gone by, and that's what I enjoy about these hymns. Such wonderful comfort. We're only going to sing two more hymns. The last one is 8A. Would anyone else like to offer 186A, the Canadian version, 186A. Sound beautiful. We'd like to close our praise this evening with hymn number 8A. It was hard to find verses to skip, so I guess we won't. We'll close with 8A, all three verses, and then we'll call upon Brother Albert.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Arbor. A duty well done. Thank you very much. May God bless you. At this point in time, I'll call on Brother Cornelius to come up and read the Psalms in the night.
June 28. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Revelation 3:18. Whenever a new trial is presented to the Christian, if he will but call to mind this precept of the Lord, it will stimulate courage, nerve to patience, endurance, and quicken to self-sacrifice. Gold tried in the fire. How can it be tried without the crucible and the flame? How otherwise can the dross be eliminated? There is no other way. Wherefore, think it not strange. Let the fire burn, let the dross be consumed, and see to it, beloved, that in the heart of the flame you remove not the living sacrifice from the altar. Remember that the eye of the great refiner is upon you, and as the refiner of gold watches the metal in the crucible to see his image reflected in it, so the Lord, the great refiner, has his eyes upon you. He is watching to see how the precious metal of your character reflects his image. Or in plain language, in every trial, he watches to see what influences control our actions, whether they be influences of present advantage or worldly policy or personal friendship or earthly loves of husband or wife or children or houses or lands, or whether they be honor among men, or love of ease, or love of peace at any cost, or whether, on the other hand, we are controlled by the naked principles of truth and righteousness, and whether we will defend these principles with zeal and energy to at any cost of labor or suffering, or both, and so fight the good fight of faith to the bitter end, even unto death. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich.
Thank you, Brother Cornelius. Well, that brings to close the program for today. And of course, on behalf of our ecclesia, may I take the liberty to thank each and every one of you that have attended the function that came from near and far, and also anyone that has ever spoken from the platform. We thank you, and we wish to hold you dear in our memory, because this has been a great day for us. Believe it or not, brethren, it has been a fine, fine day. Thank you very, very much. And tomorrow, bear in mind that